from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Time now for the Weekend Wall Street Wrap, sponsored by Ophthalmology Associates. Stifel market strategist Matt Battipaglia joins me. And as we always do, we'll take a look back and a look forward. How did the markets close last week?
Carol, we had a strong finish to the week with all three major indices gaining significantly on Friday. For the week, the Dow gained about 3.5% to close at 25,336. The S&P 500 gained just under 4% for the week to close at 2,787. And then finally, the NASDAQ gained just about 5% for the week. Very strong week for the NASDAQ to close at 7,561.
We know that the week closed on a high note with that jobs report.
Right, and that was just, I think, one of three things that happened during the week that led investors to buy and move the major indices higher. You mentioned the strong jobs report. We saw again on Friday, 313,000 jobs were added in February. We saw the unemployment rate stay at 4.1%. And then we also saw, with regards to wage growth, that in the month of February, wages grew less than expected at about 2.6%. Of course, what sparked the recent market correction was a very strong wage growth number, and that spooked investors, but that was not the case this time. The other two pieces of data that came out this week, we saw the president sign into law some tariffs that will take effect in about 2 weeks. We saw that Canada and Mexico were exempt from that, and the door was left open for other countries to negotiate with the United States and make their case why they should be exempt as well. I think these were less aggressive than most investors previously had thought when the president first mentioned that he was thinking about tariffs, and that led stocks higher. The second piece of information that came out this week was then followed after the tariffs were mentioned by the president on Thursday. You had Gary Cohn resign. Of course, he was one of the president's economic advisors, and he resigned. So those three, the tariffs, Gary Cohn's resignation, and the strong jobs report, I think, what we're driving the market.
And let us look at this week, then. What will you be focused on?
The data picks up on Tuesday with February's Consumer Price Index report. And Wednesday, we'll get the producer price index report for February, as well as the retail sales report for February. Thursday, we get the weekly jobless claims report, as well as the Philadelphia Fed business outlook report for March. And then finally, Friday, we'll finish with the housing starts report for February, as well as the industrial production report for February as well.
That's Stifel market strategist Matt Battipaglia. Thank you, Matt. I'm Carol Daniel, and that's the Weekend Wall Street Wrap on News Radio 1120 KMOX.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.